So news is exploding about this relatively new social media platform called Upscrolled. And there's a mass exodus away from TikTok because TikTok got turned over to Zionist control. This was done by Trump threatening to ban TikTok in the United States, forcing it to be sold to people like Larry Ellison, a devoted Zionist. And then immediately TikTok began banning any kind of content that told the truth about Israel's genocide and war crimes, crimes against humanity, murdering of women and children, bombing of hospitals, etc. You can't even say the word Epstein on TikTok. That is banned. Yeah, just anybody named Epstein can't be mentioned on TikTok because it's totally controlled by Zionists. Now, a similar thing happened on X. X is controlled by Zionists because X, it was a few months ago, just started blocking all the videos out of Gaza. Anything that Israel was doing that was, you know, destroying lives, murdering children, shooting doctors, all that's banned on X. And X shadow bans, to this day, X shadow bans. And X continues to ban links to my platforms like Brighteon.com. Even though we have sued X, that lawsuit is coming up close to 2 years now in the federal courts, and the X attorneys still will not unban those links. So Elon Musk is a fraud and a liar. Every time he goes out there and he says, oh, we believe in freedom of speech. No, he doesn't. He believes in Zionist control. They took him. He did the tour. They told him what was going to happen. Oh, you're going to yank all your government contracts if you don't censor everything that's critical of Israel. And so Elon Musk complied. And now he cosplays as a free speech champion. He's nothing of the kind. Elon Musk, total fraud, has no principles. He just bends in the wind and censors content. So then, you know, we've launched all these other content sites over the last many years. We don't shadow ban on those sites. I'm talking about Brighteon.social and Brighteon.io, which is a peer-to-peer system. The problem with peer-to-peer is that it can't handle video content very well because the bandwidth requirements are too high on the peers. So Brighteon.io is a great platform. I love it. It's built on Bastion, but it's great for non-video content, images, and also text. So it's uncensorable. There are no central servers at all. And then we have Brighteon.social, which is also completely uncensored, other than, you know, illegal content, what have you. I mean, there are some boundaries, but it's not based on political viewpoint discrimination. So Brighteon.social is very popular, has been for years. And as people know there's no shadow banning on Brighteon.social. The issue with Brighteon.social is that Google will not allow an Android app and Apple will not allow an Apple app, you know, Apple Play Store or whatever it's called, iTunes. They won't allow it because Apple and Google are, of course, evil tech companies that run monopolies over the apps. And if they don't like your app, they just don't let you in their store. And that's it. I mean, it's a total violation of, you know, antitrust laws. It's a total monopoly. And there have been some lawsuits to try to challenge that. But nevertheless, it still persists. And Apple is run by globalists and Google is run by evil anti-human globalists. So there you go. That's just where it's at. So then this new app comes along, Upscrolled. And Upscrolled exists only as a mobile app. You can download it from Android or Apple, iTunes, I guess it is. At least for now, we'll see. There's going to be Zionist pressure to ban the app. You can count on that. But there's no desktop version. So that's, you know, for someone like me, that's a drawback because I tend to use desktop for everything. I don't want a bunch of apps on my mobile phone. And also, being that I'm a bigger guy with, you know, large hands, because I do ranch work and everything, it's hard for me to type on the little tiny mobile phone keyboards, you know, compared to when I was 15 or something, and I could be blazing typing on that thing. So I don't like typing on mobile phones anyway. And there's a lot of people that share that with me. Nevertheless, Upscrolled says that they're going to have a desktop app at some point, but it could be a ways off. It could be a couple of years off. Nevertheless, despite that, it is incredibly popular all of a sudden because of all the Zionist censorship on X and TikTok. And of course on YouTube, etc. So what's different about Upscrolled? Well, Upscrolled is actually, it's based out of Australia, and it was founded by people, and I hope I'm getting this right, people who are Jordanian, I believe, in terms of ethnicity, or the founder is. I've invited Upscrolled to have an interview on my decentralized TV show, by the way. So hopefully they'll say yes to that. We can interview them and talk about their technology and talk about their philosophy. And they say no shadow banning. No shadow banning. And it turns out that's true, because I've seen many reports of people who have gone to Upscrolled and they've created an account. And by the way, I've created an account there. It's called Health Ranger. And I'll be posting there starting soon, maybe today, as soon as I can get the Android simulator to run on my Windows desktop. Or if not, I'll run on Linux, whatever it takes. But my username is Health Ranger, and I've seen other people say they created an account there, they started posting content, they immediately got way more engagement on Upscrolled than they ever got on X, because X is shadow banned. And, you know, if you're not Laura Loomer or Mark Levin or Ben Shapiro or Tim Pool or people like that, you don't get full engagement on X. X is designed to boost Zionist content and to penalize anyone who's not a Zionist or anyone who criticizes Israel. It's all built into the algorithm. Stu Peters exposed the whole thing. He did a full documentary video on that and showed the truth. And Elon Musk, again, is a total fraud. So, you know, when he says he believes in a free speech, it's completely fraudulent. It's like false advertising. Now, as you know, if Elon Musk, I mean, he owns the platform. Clearly, he has the right to, I mean, as the owner of the platform, he has the right to say this is only going to be pro-Zionist content, which is what it is. But he doesn't say that. He pretends that there's freedom of speech. See, that's the issue I have. If he were just honest and were to say, this is only pro-Zionist content here, you can't criticize Israel on this platform, then I would at least respect that. We would know, oh, okay, so X is really Z at this point. Yeah. But instead, Elon Musk pretends that X is free speech when he knows it's not. That's why I call him a fraud. And I will continue to call him a fraud, because he's a fraud. He knows he's lying. Of course he knows. Because the algorithms censor content that's critical of Israel. Anyway, so Upscrolled is exploding in popularity. And I encourage you to get on Upscrolled. And I'm actually going to be migrating off of X in terms of any primary content. For example, I just started posting really in-depth investigative articles on X. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to put those on Upscrolled. I'm going to have all my best content on Upscrolled and, of course, our own platforms, Brighttown.social, where I post everything. So if you want uncensored, high-end content from people like myself and many other people who have all been shadow banned by X for over a decade, then you need to move to Upscrolled. Now, my one concern with Upscrolled is that it does exist as a company in Australia, and as we know, Australia is not at all friendly to free speech. So my concern is what happens if the government of Australia goes to the Upscrolled company and starts threatening them with fines or demanding that they take down accounts or take down posts or starts threatening the founders with jail time, things like that, which is exactly what the Australian government will do. When that happens, what is Upscrolled going to do? And the only actual answer to this is they have to move out of the country physically and have all their servers out of the country and change their domain to, you know, the U.S. Virgin Islands or some or somewhere that's outside the reach of the Australian government. So that's where we're going to find out whether the upscrolled founders are really committed to free speech. If they're really committed, they're going to have to leave Australia. That's just inevitable. We can see that coming a mile away. But anyway, I'm going to be posting there, and I'm going to wish upscrolled the greatest success, because we need an alternative platform that doesn't engage in shadow banning and isn't run by Zionists to censor the truth and try to memory hole the history of all the crimes against humanity that Zionists are carrying out and celebrating. So check it out at upscrolled.com, and also check out my platforms at brighteon.social and brighteon.io, as well as our video platform, brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Whether it's breakfast today or a backup for tomorrow, our organic blueberry vanilla pancake mix is made with real organic ingredients, lab-tested and long-term storage ready. Available now at healthrangerstore.com.